Of what are you afraid? If you're afraid of enclosed spaces like elevators, then you probably have claustrophobia. And if you have claustrophobia, you'd also be afraid of entering a convent or a monastery because you're scared of the cloister or enclosure. If you're afraid of spiders, then you have arachnophobia. If you're afraid of snakes, you have ophidiophobia. If you're afraid of blood, you have hemophobia. If you're afraid of heights, you have arachnophobia. If you're afraid of flying, you have aerophobia. If you're a newly ordained deacon and have the fear of public speaking, you have glossophobia, from the Greek gloss, meaning tongue. Your tongue is tied. Now, that is not the case, of course, with our newly ordained deacons here in the Diocese of Winona. If you're afraid of people, you have anthropophobia, which is from the Greek anthropos, meaning man. Of what are you afraid? Some intelligent person came up to me after the last Mass and said, "What if you start bleeding in a crowded elevator with a snake and a spider and you're on the 110th floor?" And I said, "I have no idea, but at least you were listening to the homily." Of what are you afraid? Jesus says in today's gospel, do not be afraid of snakes, blood, heights, public speaking. No, Jesus doesn't say anything about being afraid of things. He talks about being afraid of people. He says, fear no one. Except that's not what Jesus says. Our lectionary translation is not what the Bible says. Take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 26. It says in the New American Bible, therefore, do not be afraid of them. The Jerusalem Bible, do not be afraid of them, therefore. The Revised Standard Version, so have no fear of them. The King James, fear them not, therefore. The Douay Rheims, therefore, fear them not. Even the Spanish version that you saw right next to your English in the Missalette, it says, no teman a los hombres. Do not fear men. Do not fear people. That's what the Bible says. So who is this them that Jesus says we shouldn't fear? Well, in the verses that immediately precede today's passage, in verses 16 through 25 of chapter 10 of St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus goes through a little litany with the apostles. He says, they will scourge you in their synagogues. Brother will hand over brother to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. And they will even call you the prince of demons. In my Bible, this section, verses 16 to 25 of chapter 10, is entitled Coming Persecutions. So after Jesus talks to the apostles about the coming persecutions for 10 verses, he concludes by saying, therefore, do not be afraid of them. Jesus couldn't possibly say, fear no one, because he says, don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. He says, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. So Jesus clearly says that we should be afraid of someone, of God. This is what the Bible talks about, is fear of the Lord. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fear of the Lord. We should be afraid of offending, of hurting the one who loves us so much. We should be afraid of offending God, the one God in three persons. But Jesus says, do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of human persons who can hurt the body. Because that's all that human persons can do. They can only hurt our bodies. They can't hurt the soul. Today's gospel message about not being afraid of our persecutors is very timely because last week the bishops of the United States of America have called for their sixth annual fortnight for religious freedom. I wonder if anybody knows what a fortnight is anymore. Do our seniors graduating from high school, could they get that right on the vocab test? A fortnight. A fortnight. It's just 2 weeks. Really easy, right? 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks, a fortnight, from June the 21st until the 4th of July, our nation's Independence Day, all the bishops of the United States are calling us to pray, to fast, and to act for the defense of religious freedom in the United States of America. The bishops are very concerned that our religious liberties are slowly being destroyed. We can act freely within these four walls of our church, but once we get outside, more and more, we cannot practice our religious faith in the public square. Our religious freedoms are being denied. And yet St. Anselm said 1,000 years ago, in the 1100s, he said, in this world, God loves nothing more than the liberty of his church. God loves nothing more than the liberty of his church. The freedom the church has to practice proper worship of God and to live that faith in the modern world outside of these four walls. And so as we pray and fast and fight for our religious liberty in this country, we're going to be persecuted, we're going to be picked on, we're going to be laughed at, and perhaps even martyred. But Jesus says, do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of human persons who can attack only your body. You should be worried only about what God thinks. So we don't have to be afraid to acknowledge or proclaim Jesus Christ to the world. We don't have to be afraid to proclaim Jesus outside of these four walls. We don't have to be afraid of them. Jeremiah isn't afraid. Jeremiah hears all these people whispering behind his back. They're psst, they're whispering behind his back. They're saying, terror, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. Perhaps he will be trapped. And then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. Jeremiah hears this whispering behind his back. Is he scared? Not at all. He says, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. Jeremiah isn't afraid because the good shepherd is with him in the dark valley with his rod and his staff that give him courage. Jeremiah isn't afraid. And we're not afraid either. As our good friend Saint Pope John Paul II said so often, he said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, brothers and sisters. It's in the bulletin board in the narthex. Do not be afraid. It comes from today's gospel, from Jesus, who says, do not be afraid of them, of those who persecute us. Because Jesus promises that he will never, ever abandon us or forsake us. He will be with us always. Indeed, the Lord is with us like a mighty champion.